Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and Hebrews chapter 10. 2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews chapter 10. We began, what, about three sessions or so ago, talking about the spirit of faith. And just the whole subject of faith. We've had people say, well, y'all are some of those faith people. And say it like it was a dirty word. Well, we just say thank you. Thank you very much. You just got through saying you're one of those people that please God. You're one of those people that receive from God. You're one of those people that overcome the whole world. Amen. That's what you just got through saying. We make no apologies for talking about faith a lot. Amen. And it just works out that right now we are teaching a series on faith. And we are getting into the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that great hero hall of fame of faith. Amen. And seeing how important it is and the many splendid, wonderful thing that is called faith. So let's look in 2 Corinthians 4 and read our texts again. 2 Corinthians 4, then going right over to Hebrews 10. And I tell you what, let's pray a quick prayer before we read and just believe the Lord. Do you know you can get healed sitting in your chair? Yep. Right there? Yeah, yeah. Do you know that the Lord can work things out for you financially while you're at church? Yeah. Did you know He can give you an answer that was not even verbalized, something that wasn't even said, but you can just have something come up in your spirit, an answer to something you've been wondering about for years, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher, if we are looking to Him tonight. So let's do that. Let's come together in faith about that. Father God, we acknowledge that You are our teacher. Thank You for the great, mighty Holy Spirit, whom You've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and to be our helper and our teacher. And we look to You, we look to Him, and we say, give us utterance, precise and exact. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart to receive. Let there come answers to questions, solutions and directions. And we'll give You all the praise and glory. And we'll not be hearers only, but we'll be doers, doers of the Word. And we know as we do, we will be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Well, just believe to get some good things tonight. Amen. Not just looking at me, but looking to the one who's inside you. In 2 Corinthians 4, he describes the spirit of faith. Let's begin at verse 7. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. What's in us is beyond us. The one who's in us and the power that's in us is way beyond our abilities. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out. You hear in this passage a description of the spirit of faith. Reminds me of those, I don't know what you call them, but those inflatable punching figures that the kids used to have. You know, it had a big round bottom. And they'd blow them up, and the kid would punch them, and they'd go back, but then they'd bounce right back up. You remember that? And the harder you hit them, the faster they'd bounce back up. And no matter how many times you hit them and no matter how hard you hit them, they just keep bouncing right back up. That's the way faith is. You can knock faith down, it'll get back up and say, I don't care. Still happening. You can give faith 5 bad reports and it'll go, so? That don't change the Bible. Right? Faith can have feelings and emotions and see and hear things that completely contradict what it's believing. It'll just stand up and say, none of these things move me. It is written. We prayed. We said it in Jesus' name. It's happening. And it has to happen. Can you see that resiliency, that you know, never give up, never quit? That's the way faith is. Faith is not for whiny babies. Faith is not for wimpy people. The real gospel is the strong man's, strong woman's gospel. Jesus was not weak. Was he? Nothing weak about him. I mean, all the sin of the world couldn't hold him down. Death itself, the grave itself, the devil and all his cohorts, hell itself couldn't keep him down. Hallelujah. Is that right? When you say, I'm a Christian, Christian, one like him, huh? You're saying, I'm like him. Couldn't keep him down, can't keep me down. He wouldn't quit, I won't quit. He's a believer, I'm a believer. Amen? I'm in him, he's in me. He's training me and teaching me to be like him every way. He goes on to say, verse 13. Verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith that Abraham had. Same spirit of faith that King David had as a boy, David, when he faced Goliath. What was in him that caused him to do that? That's in you. That spirit's in you. Same spirit that was on Elijah when he faced off the, 450 prophets of Baal or whatever it was. Same spirit of faith. Amen. That was in Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost. Same spirit of faith that caused Paul to go around the known world and preach and see miracles and start churches. Same spirit of faith that was in and on Jesus. Amen. When he walked on the water and spoke to the winds and waves and cast out devils and healed people. Same spirit of faith that he went to the cross with, laid his life down, but believing he would rise again. Amen. That spirit of faith. Same, everybody say, same spirit.
Same spirit.
Same spirit of faith is in me, is in you.
Amen.
Man, we ought to be more than conquerors.
Yes.
We ought to be overcomers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Winners.
Hallelujah.
Winners. Everybody say, we're winners.
We're winners.
The devil's a loser, you know.
Yes.
We're winners. The same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Go with me to Hebrews now, please, the 10th chapter. You know, this wasn't written originally in chapter and verse. It was written as letters. You don't write your letters in chapter and verse, do you? The Apostle Paul and these others didn't either. But it's been segmented and divided into chapters and verse for reference sake. But don't presume that you're talking about a different subject from chapter to chapter. And even sometimes I wonder about where they divided things. You understand, chapters and verse are men's work. But anyway, let's read this in Hebrews 10:35. 10:35 Hebrews says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Did you know confidence is a faith word?
Yes.
When you have faith, you have confidence about something.
Amen.
If you're in faith about your healing, would you have some confidence about something regarding your healing?
Yes.
Hmm? Yep. If you're in faith, then no matter what kind of bad report you may have received, if you're in faith, you're confident that you are going to live and not die prematurely with this thing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You're confident that with long life, the Lord's going to satisfy you. Like the Scripture said, you're confident that no matter what the test may say, your body has to change.
That's right.
This has to change. You're confident you are improving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
No matter if the last three reports said, no, it's worse, it's worse, it's worse. You thank the doctors and for the test, and then you go out and get in your car and say, I don't care.
Amen.
That does not move me. I'm getting better.
Amen.
No, they said you're not. I don't want to hear it. I heard them what they said the first time. And I mean forbid everybody in your house to say anything like that.
Amen.
I'm serious about this. Now, this is the difference between living and dying. And I'm not just, you know, talking here. I saw this close hand for almost 20 years. Had the privilege of working in a healing school where that's all we did, day and night, every day. Monday through Friday, two or three sessions a day, for year after year after year, people with terminal diseases and problems. You cannot talk the problem and stay in faith.
Amen.
I said, you cannot talk the problem and stay in faith.
Amen.
It's all right to go to the doctor. It's all right to have tests run. It's all right to, you know, let them tell you what they saw and what they found. But you can't go talk that the rest of the day and night.
That's right. Amen.
You can't talk the bad report. You got to talk living and not dying.
Yes.
Talk healing and not sickness.
Amen.
Amen. You can't talk about the bills all the time. You can't talk about how much money you got to have.
Amen.
Talk about what you got coming in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody got any money coming in?
Yes.
Boy, I do. Woo, big money. Somebody said, how you know? I prayed about it. I sowed my seed.
Amen.
Amen. You get to shouting about that, thinking about that, you'll be in faith. One way you can tell you're in faith, you have joy. No such thing as being depressed over something and being in faith about it. I want to say that again real slow. No such thing as being depressed about something, and you are in faith about that thing. If you're depressed about it, you're down about it, you are not in faith about it. If I believe the money's coming in, I'm going to have plenty of money to pay all my bills, I'm going to be okay, how would that make me sad? Huh? Why would that make me depressed? Even if I'm hurting, even if I've got problems in my body, if I believe that healing is at work in me and it's changing, I'm going to be all right, I'm going to live, how does that depress me?
Can't. No way.
No, why would people be depressed? Because they believe it's not going to be okay.
Right?
That's what they believe.
Amen.
So no such thing as being depressed about something and being in faith about it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.